We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeremy Chin in the safety joins us now on G&D. Jeremy, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it, man. How are you?
What's up, Grant? Thanks for having me on, man.
My pleasure. Thank you for making it happen. Let's just start with signing with Washington. How did it all come together?
Man, it really started with the people, man. Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, just the plan that they had for me, how they kind of saw me fitting in their defense and then their scheme. And, Jason Simmons being there, someone who I've played with before my first 2 years in Carolina. Me and him have a great relationship. So, man, I think, really the people is what really made me, want to come to Washington.
I didn't even think about Simmons because I've been making this list of all the players that are coming here that have worked with coaches before. And I had you on the list as a guy who hadn't worked with a position or coordinating coach previously. But Simmons, the DB's coach, was with the Raiders previously. So you did work with him in Carolina. You knew him really well.
Yeah, for 2 years.
So
yeah, my first 2 years in Carolina.
What's your relationship like with him? It sounds like that was a part of you being really interested in coming here.
Man, we had a great relationship. We still do. And that's something I'm looking forward to continue to build off of. We formed a really good relationship while he was in Carolina. I remember when he went to Vegas, just talking to him and just saying, hey, like, this league, you never want to burn bridges. You always want to hold on to the relationships that you have. So that's a good one that, I'll always keep.
Jeremy Chin on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Four seasons in the league to this point, including that first year where he was the runner-up to Chase Young when he was with Washington as the defensive rookie of the year candidate, had a couple of touchdowns in a game that season. You just heard one of them on our way into the segment. You mentioned Peters and Quinn. What was the process like? Like, do you talk yourself to those guys at some point? Did you meet with them before signing, or was it all your agent talking to them? Like, how does this actually work?
Yeah, they talk to my agent, and my agent just communicates with me. So, that level of communication is really just between the agent, before a certain period. And then once that window opens, and, that's when I talk to Dan Quinn and Adam Peters and talk to Joe Witt. And then, as far as the negotiation period, I let my agent take care of that. But, I know those are the people that I want to be in the locker room, playing for.
And then when you got to talk to them, are they mostly getting a feel for, like, non-football stuff? Or are they saying, hey, what would you think about using you this way? This is how we envision playing you. You'd be a starter at this position. Like, is it X's and O's? What are the convos like?
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly just football related. Scheme, fit, role. That's pretty much where the extent of those conversations went.
So with that in mind, and Jeremy Chin is with us, I mean, you've played safety, but you move all over the place, bit of a Swiss Army knife. You've played some linebacker, strong and free. I mean, how do you envision being used here?
Playing some safety, but also, being able to, move around the box a little bit, create some different pictures, come on some pressures, cover tight ends, cover running backs out the backfield. But also playing on the deeper side of the field as well. So, those are things I've done throughout my career and have succeeded at a lot of those things. So, that's something I'm excited to move forward to do. I know the way Dan Quinn uses his defense is like there's so many positionless players, it seems like, and they're all just drawing up to, you know, come on blitzes and do different things. So that's something that really excited me.
For Commanders fans that haven't seen a lot of you between the lines yet, what do you do best? What would you tell them are the strengths of your game, and where are areas where you think you still got work to do?
Man, I can run the alley. You know, I run down, I come down, I tackle really well. You know, something that I'm looking forward to taking a step in my game is taking the ball away more, being able to have those game-changing plays.
Takeaways have been something they've preached around here for a few years, and we're hoping now with kind of a different collection of players and coaches, it starts to happen. I will say Dallas had no problem doing that. I don't know if that's a Dan Quinn thing or a Joe Witt thing, but the takeaways, I mean, pretty massive over the last couple of seasons. Do you think that's coached or just kind of being in the right spot at the right time? What do you think leads to the turnovers?
I definitely believe it is coached. You know, whether it be a Dan Quinn or a Joe Witt thing, they're both here now. So, you know, that's exciting to even think about. But I definitely think it's coached, you know, putting guys in a position to succeed, putting guys who, you know, are beneficial to their skill set, putting them in positions that's beneficial to their skill set. You know, but putting guys in a situation where, you know, they don't really have to think too much or whatever, just play fast. And I think that's where turnovers come from. And like you said, you've been able to see that in those Cowboy defenses.
New Commander safety Jeremy Chinn on Grant and Danny. We're still trying to make sense of 18 players signing here in free agency and 16 of them external. What do you make of just the volume of this turnover and the aggressiveness of Washington, also the willingness of a lot of guys to sign up to come here?
Man, I love it, man. It's super exciting. You know, it feels like a whole new regime here, but, you know, the culture that we want is something that we can create from the ground up. And I say that because there's so many new players, but, you know, even just the short time of me knowing and talking to Dan Quinn, you know, just the culture around the building, it just seems such a collective effort. So, you know, I'm really excited that we can all build the culture and create, you know, the identity that we want in the team, the locker room, and everything, really.
Frankie Louvu was your teammate in Carolina. He comes with you to D.C. to link up on this defense with you. What can you tell us about Louvu?
Man, he's a great teammate. You know, great person, and he's a great football player, which I'm sure everybody has seen that, the football player part. But, you know, he's a dog. I love playing with him on the field. I couldn't even put it into words. Like, you turn the tape on, you see what he's about. But he's a great teammate. He's a great person, you know, first and foremost.
I was telling this story on the air a couple days ago, and I think you'll get this. I just, after they signed him, I wanted to see, like, how is he used? Because he's got pass rushing numbers like an edge, but he's listed right as a mic. So, like, I just watched, like, your last game of last year, and it was crazy. Just watching him, I was like, oh, my God, I love this guy. Right?
Yeah.
I just couldn't stop. I just was like, let me watch another game. Like, he is, he's violent, man. I like him.
Yeah, man, he brings the juice.
It's good to have a few of those guys on your side. All right, before we let you go, Jeremy, we like to do this when we get one of the players in town on. Some questions just to get to know you a little bit for our fan base off the field. You ready to go?
Let's get it.
All right, favorite movie?
Boys in the Hood.
Great movie. Number one seed meal. You get a cheat meal. Nobody's judging you. What are you eating?
Cheeseburger.
What's on it?
Onion, mayo, ketchup, lettuce, maybe tomato, depending on how hungry I am.
I like that. Do you have a cheeseburger spot? Like, what's your go-to choice?
I got to find one out there, but there's one in Charlotte. It's called Penguin. It's kind of like a little pub, but they got great burgers in there.
You've had Five Guys, I'm sure, right?
Five Guys is cool, too. I like Five Guys.
Yes, Five Guys started here. It started here in Northern Virginia. That might
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're all over the place. You'll enjoy that.
Okay.
Musician you would pay the most to go see live with good seats?
Probably Drake.
If you weren't an NFL player, what would you be doing?
If I weren't an NFL player, what I'd be doing? Probably coaching.
I could dig that. Jeremy Chin, you're off the hot seat. We appreciate you, man. Thank you very much for the time.
Thanks, Grant. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you got it, bro. Good to have you in town, and congrats on a new deal. There's Jeremy Chin coming over from Charlotte, Carolina Panthers, to join his boy Frankie Louvu in D.C. with the Commanders.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.